In today's episode, I'm going to be talking about the art of not giving a fuck. Basically about letting go. How we can maybe move through other people annoying us. Move through ourselves annoying us. You know, we're very good at annoying ourselves at times with our thoughts especially. So that's what we're focusing on today. And stay tuned at the end of the episode. I'm going to be chatting about opportunities to work with me in 2022. Which I never do in a podcast. Anyway, here we go. Hi, I'm Paul Keenan, and you're about to start developing strength from the inside out with this podcast. I'm a personal trainer and mentor for trainers and coaches. With me, you won't get motivational fluff or hype. You will get a combination of brain science, real client case studies, transformational psychology, action steps, and some woo-woo wisdom, all rolled into one superset. If you're wanting more from your life, feel better, look better, to heal, perhaps to have more and to be more, then this is the podcast for you. Because you're going to learn how to strengthen your mind and develop your awareness physically, mentally, and emotionally. All from the inside out. Welcome to the Mind Your Muscle Podcast. I guess today's episode is inspired by my barber, Glenn. So Glenn, this one's for you. I know that he listens to the old podcast now and again. In fact, he used it the other week, apparently to put himself to sleep. I guess it is kind of relaxing in a way. And yes, I'm clutching for something with the comment that he made. But anyway, you know, whenever I go there for a zero, we do talk a little. It is mostly about football because we're both extremely knowledgeable, having played at the highest levels in the Palomino Saturday Morning League. He was chatting about a recent episode when I talked about how much money I'd put into the gym that had squirted open a couple of years ago and, you know, how much I'd lost and so on. And then he said, fair play for putting yourself out there. And I get that. And I agree. I'm approaching 50 episodes, not quite there yet, but I'm approaching it, on the podcast. And the 12-month mark is rapidly approaching too. And I said, you know, I was going to try this for 12 months and see how it goes. I reckon probably only about 10 to 20% of people who start a podcast keep it going. You know, based on things that I've seen and podcasts that I've looked at, people knock out a few episodes and then they just do seem to dwindle. It's, you know, it's not an easy thing to keep going, to keep putting content out there, especially with my type of podcast, which is a content-related podcast and not an interview-based one. And I think, you know, to keep it going, it's probably it drops to below about 5% of podcasters who actually make it to episode 100. Now, I'm not at episode 50 yet. Hopefully, I may get to the 100. And when would that be? Well, probably the tail end of 2022. So that would be 2 years-ish of podcasting before I hit the 100 mark. And I guess it's not always easy to put yourself out there, especially in business, and especially in social media. Or media, whatever you want to call it. And the reach that that particular platform, stroke platforms, has these days. It's definitely a blessing and a curse at the same time. Anytime you step outside the norm, you know, I think you are putting yourself on a stool to be knocked off. And people love to knock other people down. I mean, if you're in business and putting yourself out there and you don't get people hating on you, then you probably aren't doing enough of a thing. I'm not saying you have to have haters to be successful, not at all, but it is generally an indication that if you're doing something and somebody doesn't like it, then your reach is improving. And obviously, the more people you're reaching, the more chance your business has of being successful. As long as you have a good product. And in this case, I guess the product is me. And, you know, it doesn't just apply to being a business, obviously. Like, just staying with a social media example. Anytime you put a status on, a photo up, you comment on something, you are getting judged. Someone will be judging you. Someone always has an opinion about it. And it applies to exercise too. It applies to dieting, to changing shape, changing habits, to, you know, doing things that maybe goes against what your peers are saying or doing, going against what the crowd's doing. Or even when you're doing maybe what the crowd is doing and going to the gym, the classes, the clubs and the teams and the studios, whatever, you're getting judged there too. We are always getting judged and we are always judging. Life is filled with judgment everywhere we look. We judge ourselves every day. We judge other people every day. That is a fact. And, you know, it's sad whenever I hear of people not wanting to train or exercise or try to make their lives better, try to improve themselves because of the fear of criticism, the fear of opinion. It causes people to stay stuck, to feel worse physically, mentally, emotionally. It compounds, it grows, it explodes. It is, you know, I think it's one of the biggest factors in anxiety, especially and most obviously social anxiety. It's not an easy thing to push through. And a lot of times, you know, we shouldn't be pushing against that. It's not an easy thing to change or reverse either. And most of it, like probably 90% of our issues and insecurities, well, they're arriving and coming from childhood. I know that in school, you know, you maybe answered a question and people laughed at you, or you were told that was wrong. Maybe you wore something that wasn't cool, you got teased, you weren't as good at something as other people, say for in sports or, you know, and obviously, you know, in Glenn's case, he was picked last with football team most days. You know, but lots of self-concepts were developing in all those moments. And even if you got through childhood or school unscathed and you maybe had confidence and belief because, you know, you got things right for so long in the eyes of others, you're that poster child or whatever, always getting it right, always doing well. And, you know, that moment changes whenever you go into a different environment. It could be a new job, for example, or, you know, could be university, college, whatever, whenever you're putting yourself into another situation there, but where people are all like you. And you don't know how to cope. You're lost in a way. And so I think, you know, it can happen to us all at any point, to be afraid of standing out, to be afraid of not fitting in, be afraid of being wrong, being afraid of not being liked. And I think that we need to learn the art of not giving a fuck. It's not about not caring about anything. It's about being able to let go. It's about knowing that you won't always be liked. You won't always get it right. You won't always be successful. And it's being okay with that. When I self-sabotaged my business with the gym venture in 2019, like I said before, you know, I almost quit it all. Almost quit. And I think most people would have quit. But I have to have staying power in this game of life. I have to have it. I don't want to quit. I don't want to quit just because things get tough. I don't want to be that guy. That would annoy me more on a personal level, knowing that I give up. And I'm not saying everybody should be like that or, you know, it's expected. You know, why would you not be like that? That's just me. It's just what I want. Most people go through the ages having, sorry, not most people go through the ages. What was I going to say? Most people through the ages have achieved success in business as they get older. Many times you heard that saying, you know, life begins at 40. There are so many examples too in business of people who were 40, 50 or 60 years of age before they were able to build anything substantial. So I'm looking at my life as having given me lots of tests in my first 40 years so that I can spend the next 40 years showing life the answers to those tests. It's just my perspective on it right now. Imagine you quit on your diet every time you gained weight. Imagine you quit on a relationship every time you had a fight or an argument with your partner. That you just dumped your car because it failed an MOT. I'm in this game for the long haul. I'm here to keep producing. I think one of my biggest problems in 2019 was this false belief, and everything's a belief, so it was this false belief that I had to do two things. Firstly, I believed that I had to make it fast. That was one belief, that I had to make it fast, that I had to, you know, be successful fast. And the second one was that I had to help everyone around me. Those were the biggest downfalls. Even the past year, I've had to keep reminding myself of number one. thinking if I don't open a facility again, you know, so I'm going to get left behind, you know, blah, blah, blah. And then I just have to keep remembering that people have been doing this shit for fucking decades. And they'll be doing it for decades after me. And there's no shortage of people needing help. Time is not against me. I guess I'm against time every moment I waste thinking that I'm losing ground. I'm going to do this thing and I'm going to spend the next 4, 5, 10 years doing this thing. You know, I'm committed to that. Just like I'm committed to raising my kids. It's a commitment, you know. So I'm going to spend years doing this thing. Whatever this thing is that I'm doing at the minute. It's a commitment. And in that there, there's the magicment. I don't know if that's a word. It should be a word. The magicment of detachment. The flow of letting go. To surrendering. To accepting. What would that look like for you? To let go. What would that look like for you? The biggest challenge that you're going to face in life is letting go of unwanted thoughts. Throwing out the unwanted thoughts. We know we're thinking and overthinking things at times and running 100 miles an hour, but we don't know how to stop in the mind. Thoughts. And especially about the opinions of other people and the opinions that other people have about us. People we don't even know or are even in our lives at times. I think you really have to have a grasp of who you are. You need to have a grasp of what you're going to be letting go of. And you need to have a grasp of who you're letting go of. And you need to have a grasp of what's stopping any of us from letting go. We store thoughts. We store memories. Effectively, past trauma. I'll be having a guest on the podcast shortly where we're going to chat about trauma. You know, we store those things. Then we're going to get triggered by something. You know, it could be a name, could be a resemblance, could be a smell, or, you know, it could be loads of things, like a sound, a color, a place, or whatever. But even if those triggers have nothing whatsoever to do with the original unwanted thought or memory or event or situation, we still get triggered. And we like to think that it gets easier to deal with as time goes by, and in a way, maybe it does, but only because we bury those things with another layer of something else that's unwanted. Every time you suppress worrying thoughts or thoughts of judgment or inadequacies or feelings of not being good enough, confident enough, it's almost like this perfect storm building. And when that storm reaches its potential, the destruction is going to be felt far and wide. And what I'm talking about here is you and everything in your life and your relationships and, you know, it could be business, could be your job, could be your health, physical, mental, emotional, all of that. That's what happens when the perfect storm is built. So where I'm at right now with you is to ask you the question whether maybe it's time to stop pushing back, to stop resisting, stop trying to force life and actually start letting go. You're not what is in the mirror. You're the one who sees what's in the mirror. You're not what you're seeing. You're the one who's seen it. And if you hear a voice in your head, it sounds like your voice. Realize this. You are not the one you're hearing. You're the one who is hearing the voice. You're the one observing. You're the watcher of the world around you through your senses. You're the listener. You're the feeler. And you feel things in your heart. I know some of you think, maybe, Paul, what are you talking about? You don't even have a heart. I'm not actually talking about your physical anatomical heart, which is why people might say that I don't have a heart. But I'm not talking about your physical anatomical blood pumping heart. I'm talking about your heart center, your energy center. And if you're a regular listener, you'll know I remind you that you're not your body, that you have a body. You're not fat, you have fat. You're not your illness, you have an illness. You're not your thoughts or your feelings. Again, those are things you have. What am I doing with this podcast? I want to cause you to think. So Some of you aren't going to want to think. You spit that out. Others are going to love it. And some of you, I know for sure, are going to wonder why, in the name of Seuss's asshole, are we talking about this when all you want to do is lose a few pounds? It's about understanding. Understanding. Understanding what triggers you. Understanding what causes you to act and react the way you do. And it all comes back to how you think and how you process thoughts about anything. That includes food, includes exercise, includes relationships and jobs and money or whatever. And anytime you're triggered and you react, you lose control. Anytime, always. Anytime you're triggered and you react, you lose control. Who are you that's losing control? Who am I? Ask yourself, who am I? Who sees when I see? I'm flipping those statements that I made earlier. Who hears when I hear? Who feels what I feel? Who tastes what I taste? Who smells what I smell? Who is that in there doing all of that? Who am I? I'm coaching generally on three levels, physically, spiritually, emotionally. That's because we exist on three levels, physically, spiritually, emotionally. We all exist physically in this life, yet we're not our body. We experience emotions, but we are not the emotions. And we are spiritual. Some might say you have a soul. Do you have a soul? I don't know. If you had a soul, then you would still be something else. I.e., if you have something like a soul, then you're not the soul. You are something with a soul. This is deep stuff. But I just want to cause you to think. I think we are the soul. Have I lost you yet? If I have, come back. Back to the question. Especially if you're lost. Who are you? You're not a parent. Because you existed before your kids. You're not a wife or a husband. Because you existed before marriage. You are not your job title. Because you existed before you got the job. You're not your gender, your skin color, your race, ethnicity. Those things are not who you are. They can all be changed. Yes. They can all be changed. But you will still be in there. So who are you? To let go of things that are holding you back in life, you have to understand who you are. And this is what I like clients to think about. Way beyond food and exercise. And again, like I've told them, if you're ever at a point in your life where you think that you're useless or you're worthless or that, you know, your life sucks and this place that we're living in sucks, that it's crap, you just want to go, then I want you to realize that, to the best of my knowledge, it's the only known place where you could ever exist or experience life out of all the billions upon billions of universal options out there, talking about planets. And I think that's pretty cool. Look at where you are in relation to the entire universe, in comparison to the entire universe. Could you imagine throwing a grain of sand on the football pitch? Probably wouldn't even come close in comparison to Earth's existence in the universe. This moment that we're having together now on this podcast, this moment that we're sharing, this moment happens once and then it's gone. Every second, every person on the planet is experiencing their own moment, their own thing. Stop wasting those moments on holding on to shit that is not helping you. To be able to let go, I want you to realize that the things that cause you to worry, the things that cause you to be afraid, the things that cause you to get anxious and lose your shit over are not what you've been believing that they are. You've been making them mean so much more than what they really are. Not dismissing you or your thoughts or your feelings or emotions or things you've been through, circumstances, bad things maybe that have happened to you. I'm just wanting to try to help you bring some level of order, some level of understanding the things that are actually annoying you at their core level. What do they mean? What are they whenever we break it all down? You should understand where the things that are annoying you come from. What is annoying you as you stand there on this speck of dirt, or you sit there in your car, this speck of dirt that's part of a planet that's spinning around a burning star in this galaxy of galaxies, where there's potentially billions of galaxies and who knows what else. But that is where you are. And what do? We let fucking internet Karen annoy us. You let Karen annoy you. You let Karen's name annoy you. Someone who looks like or reminds you of Karen. You let that annoy you. Karen's car annoy you. Are you annoyed at the whiteness of the moon? Probably not. Why? Because the moon has nothing to do with you. And neither does fucking Karen. Karen has nothing to do with you. Let her go. But we let people like that annoy us. She didn't cause you to be annoyed. You let the structure that is Karen or her actions annoy you. That was choice. I said it before, life is choice. You chose to be annoyed. Why sometimes when we are influenced by the world coming in, does it feel really good? Why does that happen? Why sometimes when we're influenced by the world coming in, does it feel really bad? Why does that happen? When you're conscious, aware, when you're conscious and you look at those moments without letting them impact you, your emotional state is fine. You're all good. But when you let that in, they cause trouble. They cause disturbance. You're letting the world cause you to feel good. You're letting the world cause you to feel bad. And what do we end up doing? We try to make that world coming in. We try to make the world we experience be a certain way for us to be happy. And we say things like, I need this to happen. I need that to happen. I don't want that. I don't need this. Hear it all the time in my industry of PT, I'll be happy when. Why is this happening to us? Why are we not able to let that go? Mind. It's because of mind. With different bodies, different brains, different thoughts, but we all have one mind. Did I tell you before? The mind's a muscle. You know what? If you've made it this far, then you may want to stay tuned to my pages and socials for a couple of live events that I have coming up in the next few months. And if you're interested in working with me, then reach out early, because in 2022, I will be getting back to in-person coaching as well as online. But I will only be taking on 4 in-person one-to-one clients and only 12 people as online clients in the new year. That is it. That is all I am taking on in 2022. Am I getting lazy? No, I'm not getting lazy. I'm just getting what I want, doing what I want, going to work with people who I want, who really want help, who really want are going to put in the effort, who are going to do what needs to be done in order to move themselves forward so that they don't just listen to this shit, they actually take action on it and see results from it. I'm going to hook up a little quiz in the show notes of the episode for you to fill in and see if you're ready to flex your muscles a little bit more in 2022. See if that's an option for you. That's the end of this one. Remember, the art of not giving a fuck. You gotta learn to let go. Let go of the shit that's holding you back. Until the next one, friends. Chat soon.
Thanks for listening to the whole podcast. If you're someone who enjoys seeing other people grow, then please share this podcast with your friends and family. If you found help through my voice and message, then I'm sure that they will too. So please share it on social media, share it via text, WhatsApp, and your DMs. Be present, challenge your own beliefs, trust the process, take action, be the community. So please, for every episode I share with you, I'd love you to share that podcast directly with someone else. And if you have questions, I'm there to help too. You can email me questions to paul@volumefitness.co.uk. I might even use your question for a future episode. And lastly, I do have one more request. And you only have to do this once, by the way. I want to reach and help more people, and you can help me with that. So if you can, please leave my podcast a fantastic review on iTunes. That way we can both help others gain strength and belief, all from the inside out. Thanks for listening.